interrupting his manservant's thoughts. His master certainly did not look worried, and Passepartout decided that he had to think about just one thing. His master had to win his bet. In the next few days, it became clear that Mrs. Aouda was very close to Phileas Fogg. He, on the other hand, did not seem to notice the beautiful lady by his side. When they arrived in San Francisco, he made a note in his diary.
Tuesday, 2 hours ahead. Wednesday, 3 hours behind. Thursday, arrived in San Francisco on time.
The same evening, at exactly 6 o'clock, our adventurers left San Francisco to travel to New York. The journey that once took 6 months to complete now took 7 days on the new Union Pacific Railroad that took the passengers from San Francisco in the west to Omaha in the central state of Nebraska. From there, Phileas Fogg hoped to continue to New York for the final part of their journey, crossing the Atlantic to England on the 11th of December. On the train, Passepartout sat next to Inspector Fix, but he did not want to talk to him. He was still confused by his behavior in the bar, and he did not like him. After just 1 hour, it started to snow. Fortunately, the snow did not slow down the train. However, about 9 o'clock the next morning, the train stopped. To their amazement, it was not because of the snow, but because hundreds of buffaloes were crossing the tracks in front of the train.